Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I'm your host, Max Hurd, checking in on this Monday, December the 16th, 2019. Great Vanderbilt basketball interview coming your way on the podcast today. I spoke with Vanderbilt junior point guard Saben Lee about the season so far, the team's big win over Buffalo before the finals break, in which Lee dropped a career-high 25 points in the Commodores' 90-76 win over a Buffalo team that has been in the NCAA tournament four of the last five seasons and appears to be headed that way again this season as one of the best teams in the MAC. I spoke to Saben on Friday afternoon at Memorial Gym, so before Vanderbilt came out and played Liberty on Saturday night. Commodores lost that game 61-56 to fall to 6-3 on the young season. Saben and I spoke about his season so far, his big performance against Buffalo, Coach Jerry Stackhouse taking over the program, and what it's like coming off the bench for the first time in his collegiate career. Here is Vanderbilt Commodores junior point guard, Saben Lee.
Saben, you're all done with your first semester of your junior year. Congratulations. And of course, you guys are in and out of the gym the entire time, even though you have 10 days in between a game. What have you guys focused on from a basketball standpoint during finals?
We've just tried fine-tuning our offense, little bits and pieces that Coach Stackhouse has wanted us to improve on, and just made a focal point for this little break we have away from games. So just trying to sharpen things that he wants us to improve on.
What are some of those things?
Just defensive tendencies, principles that he's instilled in us, and then just executing our offense and making the right reads.
As you guys have watched the film from that win over Buffalo here a week and a half ago, what do you think you guys did well in that game?
We competed really well. That's one thing Coach Stackhouse wanted us to come in and do and just play hard and compete. So we definitely were proud about the way we competed and just played hard for the full game.
You came off the bench with your team trailing 10-1, and you said in the press conference after the game you wanted to come in and, with the tempo that Buffalo had, cause havoc with their guards, cause havoc bringing the ball up the court. How do you think you did that?
I thought I did pretty well that game. The game prior, I didn't play that well defensively, guarding the ball. So I just wanted to make sure I did a better job and just bounce back defensively.
With the 15-second possessions they play, the back and forth, how much they charge the goal, is that the type of opponent where you're watching film and your eyes light up during the scout?
Definitely. I like playing up-tempo, getting transition a lot, and just playing a team who likes to get more possessions and just likes to get up and down and run.
You had a career-high 25 points in that game, and obviously there's so much more on your stat sheet than that, but what do you think helped you get to the rim a lot and score and finish?
The way Aaron's been playing. Aaron's been scoring the ball very well. He's been shooting the ball very well, and just having attention drawn to him offensively like that really helps a lot of the other players get their offensive game going.
Talk with Vanderbilt point guard Saben Lee here on the Anchor Down Podcast. Jerry Stackhouse, your first year head coach, says that he sees you as one of the best penetrators in the league and that he's talked with you a lot about decision making when you drive, when the help comes, when to go to the goal yourself, when to dish it out. What types of things has he taught you there?
A lot of things you said he's talked to me about in film. Just even in the game, he'll make comments about when stuff happens, like, oh, that's what I'm talking about there, or that's one thing you could do differently. So just as it goes on, he's been giving me a lot of advice. And even off the court, he's given me even more advice.
Obviously, when you break it down, it's simple. You're either passing or you're going into the hole yourself. What are some of the more complicated parts of that decision that we don't necessarily see?
Just knowing where the defense is coming from, knowing who is the next pass, the next rotation, not after you beat the defense, just the secondary line of defense, and just making reads based off of what you see in the future.
Is there a special kind of credibility that Coach Stackhouse brings between his NBA playing experience and his pro coaching experience?
I think just Coach Stackhouse, there's definitely a lot of credibility with what he brings to the table. He knows a lot of things basketball-wise and even off the court. He helps a lot of all the players see different aspects of the game that we didn't know prior, and just his experience being able to play at a competitive level himself and doing things from a personal experience definitely helps us see what he's talking about.
You guys have a massive coaching and support staff who comes from a wide variety of backgrounds. Obviously, they're all here in their first year, but in that short amount of time, where do you think that full group has helped you?
I would say decision-making and leadership. Those are the two aspects I feel like have definitely improved from this coaching staff. For me, I benefited from them. So they've definitely harped on leadership and then just decision-making, being a point guard.
Whose perspectives have helped you on that?
All of them, really. All of them have chimed in and helped me with little points here and there. So all across the board, all the coaches have helped me.
Do you feel the NBA influence coming from them?
Not necessarily, but just from them being NBA coaches, they know what the next level holds and what it takes to get to that level. So it helps just having coaches who have been at that level.
You have an interesting point of view in Malcolm Turner, who's here running the show now, who's very much a pro basketball resource. I know you guys all got to meet him a little bit, but has he talked to you guys more at length as we've gotten into the season? He's gotten more settled?
Not necessarily so much into the season, but prior to the season, he definitely helped a lot, just getting acquainted and everything.
What was it like hearing from him?
It was definitely beneficial hearing from him, knowing that he has time for, because I know he has a busy schedule and everything, and just him being able to take time out of his schedule and meeting and sitting down and talking with us, it meant a lot.
Vanderbilt point guard Saban Lee is our guest. You've been coming off the bench this year. What's that been like for you?
I mean, it's definitely a different role, but I trust Coach Stackhouse and what his plan is for me, and just the success for me and the success of his team. I know he's going to put me in places to be successful. So it's a different role, but I'm just trying to impact the team any way I can to get wins.
You're still playing 30 minutes a night, but was there disappointment when you found out that you wouldn't be in the starting five?
Not necessarily disappointment. A little. It's just an adjustment that I had to make mentally, and I think I'm better for it. And it has helped me just mature.
At the end of the Austin Peay game, you had that dunk with time running out, and I'm not going to ask you specifically about that moment or anything like that, but more importantly, what happened after, when Coach Stackhouse was asked about it, and he said, I'm going to coach my team, you coach yours, defusing the situation and having your back. What did that mean to you?
Coach Stackhouse, he's definitely family-oriented, a player's coach, so that definitely helps knowing that he has our back. I knew that before that incident, but my part, I time-lapsed. I shouldn't have dunked it at the end of that game and put him in that situation. But, he definitely has his player's back and is definitely a player's coach.
You've been sharing the backcourt with Scottie Pippen quite a bit. What's impressed you about him?
He contributes to the team a lot, his passing and scoring, and he just helps players get good looks and makes a lot of good reads for the team that helps.
Thanks to Vandy Men's Basketball point guard Saban Lee for joining me here on the Anchor Down podcast. Asked him a couple of questions about decision-making as the Commodore point guard, and Saban Lee has always been a driver. He's always been an eyes-up, drive-to-the-basket type point guard. But it was interesting to hear from him how his decision-making has gotten better in this his junior season with help from Jerry Stackhouse and the new Commodore coaches. After Lee scored a career-best 25 points against Buffalo a week and a half ago, Coach Stackhouse had this to say about what made Lee successful scoring the ball in this specific game and his decision-making at large. Here's Jerry Stackhouse.
He played the game. He played the game within how we want to play. He shared the ball. He took what was given to him. When help come, you make a play to somebody else. If they don't stop him, go to the basket. He's one of the best penetrators in the country, in my mind, getting downhill with his ability to, again, create for others. If no one's there, I want him to go finish. If help comes, I want him to make sprays. I mean, I really believe he's a guy that could probably lead this league in assists if he had that mindset of moving the ball. And I told him, it's just like, man, you can't get caught up in – and it's hard. It's hard for these guys to get out of the disease of me. You know, it's just a natural tendency. We all have it. You know, we want to be able to perform well and do well. But for him, it could be nights where he could have a huge assist number and may not have a huge scoring night. You know, he scored well tonight, had 25 points. But I told him my example was, hey, you know, if you have a big scoring night and you have no points, and then eventually you're going to pop and you probably have 40, you're still averaging 20. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, that's how you have to look at it. Just let the game come to you. And as the season go on, the numbers and everything will balance out. But the most important number is we're winning games. And that's when you're really going to get the accolades. The more that we win, the more, praise will get thrust on our whole team. So that has to be our mindset night in and night out.
Jerry Stackhouse, in his first year as the Vanderbilt coach, immediately identifies Saban Lee as an elite downhill penetrator. And the thing that comes next to augment that is decision making. And you heard it there from Stackhouse. He has to decide when to go to the hole himself, or if the help comes on defense, when to spray the ball out and who to pass it to. So that's the next level for Saban Lee. And he feels like, as you just heard, he's much improved in that area. Here he is again on deciding what to do with the ball and what matters on those dribble penetration decisions when deciding to pass or shoot on the way to the rim.
Knowing where the defense is coming from, knowing who is the next pass, the next rotation, not after you beat the defense, just the secondary line of defense, and just making reads based off of what you see in the future.
Good insight there into how Saban Lee thinks about the game of basketball and what he's looking for that, as he said, he may not have been looking for last season. He says he's a more mature point guard. He's a better leader, too, which plays into it. But he understands a little bit more what's going on in their offense. Like he said, he's thinking about a lot of things when he goes to the hole. It's not as simple, am I going to slam this thing or am I going to dish it out to somebody else for three? It's based on when the help comes. If the help comes, of course, it might not always come. If they're going to stick with you with just your man, he's going to go to the hole every time. But that's probably not what's going to happen, especially once we get into SEC play and these teams with higher quality defenses do everything they can to shut down Lee and Neesmith and say, hey, somebody else make a shot. Somebody else on this Vanderbilt team beat us. That's how we're going to go down against Vanderbilt. It's going to be Cleavon Brown. It's going to be Scottie Pippen. It's going to be Dylan Dessou. It's going to be Max Evans. But we're sure as heck not going to let it be Saban Lee and Aaron Neesmith who score the ball against us and beat us. So he's waiting to see when that help side defense comes, if it comes, what the next rotation in the set offense is. And I liked what Saban Lee said about seeing into the future, forecasting what's going to come next, and what his next point of decision might be. You can tell that he thinks about the game a little bit differently, and I appreciate his honesty in doing that. So you heard from Saban Lee, you heard from Jerry Stackhouse about what has made Lee so great so far this season for Vandy, and the Commodores are going to need him to keep doing that. Shane Foster, who I had the pleasure of announcing that Buffalo game with on SEC Network Plus, of course, the leading scorer in Vanderbilt history, only 2,000 points scorer in the history of Commodore men's basketball. He's leading the campaign. He's carrying the flag. Sure, Saban Lee isn't starting. He's definitely one of Vanderbilt's best five players. Nobody's going to argue that. But he's got his role coming off the bench. And we saw how useful he can be in that role, coming in pretty quickly, pretty early into the ballgame, and turning around that game against Buffalo. When Saban Lee was in the ballgame, Vanderbilt was plus 22. Vandy won the game by 14. When Lee was on the floor, they outscored the Bulls by 22. So that campaign, in light of all those facts, the great Shane Foster leading it, Saban Lee for SEC Sixth Man of the Year. And I think Saban Lee would like to be starting. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. I don't think he will either. But man, he is definitely one of the best bench players in the entire country. So it's been an interesting mix, and I think the credibility of Jerry Stackhouse that Saban talked about is part of that. Yeah, it's a first-year coach. Yeah, he's moving a two-year starter and maybe the best player on the team to the bench. But because of the coaching pedigree and the basketball pedigree and the 19-year NBA career that Jerry Stackhouse has, he can do that. He can do that. And someone like Saban Lee, who wants to play every minute of every game, is going to accept that role and perform well in it, most importantly. Thanks to Saban Lee for joining me. Thanks to Andy Boggs from Vanderbilt Athletic Communications for helping to make that interview happen. That'll be all for today's podcast. We'll be back as we continue to progress towards New Year's with plenty more Vanderbilt Hoops coverage. I am headed off with Vanderbilt women's basketball this weekend to do radio play-by-play as the Commodores head to Seattle, Washington for the Husky Classic. Vandy will take on UC Irvine Friday night at 10 Central, 8 o'clock local in Seattle. And then Saturday, quick turnaround to take on the host Washington Huskies at 6 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock out there in the Pacific Northwest. So looking forward to that road trip with Vanderbilt women's basketball. Commodore men again back in action Wednesday night in Saban Lee's home state of Arizona. They'll be playing at Talking Stick Resort Arena, which is not part of Talking Stick Resort, where Vandy baseball played last year and again this year. They are the sponsor of the Phoenix Suns Arena in downtown Phoenix. So the already confusing Valley of the Sun for folks like me who had never been there before. Gets even more confusing because you got sponsors from one side naming spots in the middle of the valley. So Vandy will take on Loyola. That is at 5:30 Central, I believe, if I have my time zones correct, on Wednesday. And it's on TV on CBS Sports Network. Just a one-off, just a one-game neutral site event with a couple other games throughout the day. And then Vandy men are back home Saturday night against UNCW, UNC Wilmington at 7 o'clock. That one, I believe, online only on SEC Network Plus for those who cannot make it out. Hope you enjoyed it. Plenty more Vandy Hoops talk coming your way. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Search the Anchor Down podcast on either. Subscribe so you do not miss an episode, and you can find more episodes on thegamenashville.com. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down podcast on ESPN 102.5 The Game.